This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Retail is line item one today. Brooks Brothers is in bankruptcy. We told you that yesterday. The parent company of Ann Taylor and Lane Bryant is said to be on the way there. Levi's is going to cut 700 jobs. Bed Bath & Beyond says it's closing 200 stores. And I get it. You're saying, but wait, we were so close back at the beginning of June to turning the coronavirus corner and getting the economy back. What happened? Oh, come on. We know what happened, right? And that has created in retail, for our first example, kind of a tipping point. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
America, quite simply, does not have this pandemic under control. And that's starting to sink in for retailers. Mark A. Cohen is director of retail studies at Columbia Business School.
Until there's a vaccine and or effective palliative drugs, unless this mutates into something less infectious, we're in for a terribly bumpy ride.
Especially in retail. When people don't have jobs, they're less likely to spend money. And with virus cases growing, they also feel less safe going out shopping. So since it looks like this is the new normal, Cohen says retailers have to start making changes for the long term.
If they're doing business on the internet, as many are, they're going to have to get more effective and efficient.
They'll have to figure out what customers want to buy now in this weird new world. If not back-to-school clothes or office wear, then what?
They're also going to have to reconcile themselves to the fact that the economic damage that this pandemic has brought with it and will continue to bring with it is going to necessarily cause their performance to change.
They're just not going to do as well as they would have otherwise. So they'll also have to shrink to make cuts just to survive. Joel Bynes is a managing director at Alex Partners.
If you think about the costs that retailers have, merchandise is first, people is second, and rent is third. And so the first thing that they're going to do related to merchandise is buy less, which will have an impact on the global supply chain.
On the people front, they'll cut jobs. We've seen that already.
And then the next thing they're going to do with rent is reduce.
In other words, close stores and potentially file for bankruptcy. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.